From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, watching the trend lines, that CNN ticker while watching the debate. What does it or doesn't it tell us about the differences between male and female voters?
First, that debate last night, last of the presidential debates, different patterns, same results. According to a variety of national polls, Democratic Senator Barack Obama still enjoys a healthy lead against his Republican opponent, Senator John McCain. Here with us now, NPR's David Folkenflik. David, welcome back. Was this debate any better than the rest?
I think it was. You had a debate in which there was a focus on domestic issues, domestic policy, and heaven knows we're dealing with the economic meltdown with just a series of issues buffeting Americans that have to be addressed. And there were a number of issues that were questions about what they might have to cut that were at least posed to them. We could see the candidates to the extent that they answered or did not answer those important questions. And there were issues that have been thematic throughout this campaign that I think were addressed as well. For example, I think we have a response from Senator McCain in the following clip to Senator Obama's constant efforts to link him to the unpopular president currently in the White House.
Senator Obama, I am not President Bush. If you wanted to run against President Bush, you should have run 4 years ago.
I mean, that was a fairly effective moment last night, I thought, and it, you know, perhaps long past due for Senator McCain.
It was a good line anyway, yeah.
It was a line, and it really forced – it allowed voters to recognize that McCain gets to run on his own record. He wasn't a member of this administration, although he has been supportive of it at many points. In addition, you know, at this moment, face-to-face for the first time, you saw Senator McCain bring up the issue of the question of his connections with the 60s radical William Ayers, and that's been something he's done on the campaign stump a lot. Here we hear a clip where he did it directly to Senator Obama.
Mr. Ayers, I don't care about an old washed-up terrorist, but as Senator Clinton said in her debates with you, we need to know the full extent of that relationship.
I think the fact that this has become such an important part of your campaign, Senator McCain, says more about your campaign than it says about me.
And so voters and viewers were able to hear the two candidates sort of acknowledge, address, and rebut that particular issue. I think that was probably a useful thing even for those Democrats and those liberals who have been made very uncomfortable by the raising of that as an issue.
And the person who raised that was the moderator, Bob Schieffer from CBS. What did you think of him as the moderator? Do you think that he created the atmosphere or the environment for a better debate?
Well, I think we've seen past moderators, if you think particularly of Tom Brokaw of NBC, Gwen Ifill of PBS, both of them distinguished broadcast journalists, but they looked to be really hamstrung by whatever restrictions they agreed to by the Bipartisan Debates Commission. And, you know, they can say that's just the rules they had to play by, but you can argue they perhaps shouldn't have fully accepted them. It seemed to me that Schieffer tweaked the format. He basically forewent, as I understand it, the final question he was going to ask to give the candidates more time to address some of the questions they did face. And he seemed willing to press them and to make them acknowledge they hadn't really responded to questions he had asked. One of the things that he had tried to encourage was for the two senators to ask questions of each other. You really almost never saw that, so he filled the gap.
Still, it did come across, I thought, as a very kind of formal exchange between the two candidates. There wasn't a lot of freewheeling going back and forth. And I think the only moments of spontaneity you really saw was in these split-screen images where one person was reacting to the other person. What did you make of that?
I thought this was very telling in terms of the tonality and sort of what images they were projecting. Obama, as he did in the last campaign, Senator Obama looked attentively and watched Senator McCain as he was speaking. He smiled sometimes sort of amusedly or bemusedly, I guess, and at times he sort of, you know, furrowed his brow, but he was always attentive and respectful. McCain, you saw him roll his eyes. You saw him almost waggle his eyebrows as though he was looking for Bob Schieffer to jump in and agree with him. The split screen allowed you to see what the candidates were doing even when they weren't talking themselves.
David, I'm starting to see things online among journalists, kind of a discussion. Should we be calling this race for Senator Obama now? Are the polls such a strong indicator that the outcome really at this point is pretty clear? Shouldn't we as journalists acknowledge that?
Well, this is a fascinating thing. Right now you're seeing on, for example, last night, John King of CNN with his wonderful telestrated electoral map and other journalistic outfits, including our own, which are sort of taking state-by-state polls to say what states are safe or strongly leaning toward one candidate or the other. Right now they're showing that Barack Obama, even if he were to lose every state deemed a toss-up right now, that Obama would be over the top, have more than 270 electoral votes. That puts media in a bit of a conundrum. If there's, even with no toss-ups going to Obama, there's a clear-cut Obama majority in the Electoral College, what do you do? Obviously, we've seen we've seen a lot of movement over the course of this campaign, but it's a tension. Do you make something a self-fulfilling prophecy? Do you make there be a backlash against the media or even against the polls? Do you rely on these things, which are sort of hopefully scientific projections of what would be if the election were to be today? That's a tough call indeed.
NPR's David Folkenflik covers media and what's on it. David, thank you.
You bet.